everybody. Good afternoon. It's been a while since you heard from me, and I'm not even here to apologize because I know that I'm going to go back into my cocoon and not say anything after a while. So, although I'm planning something, it's a collaboration with someone which would be produced or released very soon. So, watch out. Anyways, on today's discussion, something piqued my interest. I resorted to engaging my contacts by questioning them on topics that I feel should be engageable. So I asked this question on my WhatsApp status, and it says, "What is your biggest fear about marriage if you want to get married?" That's if you want to get married. And I've gotten a couple of really interesting responses. Actually, the most response is people saying they are afraid of divorce and they are so afraid of marrying wrong. So that brings me to the question of what marrying wrong actually means. What does that mean? What does it mean to marry wrong? Anyways, why I'm asking this is because there's the courtship period, and you've been together with someone for 1 year or lesser. I'm sure you don't meet someone on that day and get married to the person. You are not the sister of Elsa, Anna. You are not Anna. You are not stupid like that. Anyway, so one of the responses was, biggest fear is the changing attitude of some men after marriage. Funnily, women are the ones answering this question the most. So it means that it's either these women have seen things that men have done. If you are a man, please feel free to come and oppose the motion. Another man this time said, fear of not being patient enough. You see, this answers the question of that lady that said she's afraid to get married because she's afraid of the changing nature of men, or she doesn't want the person to come and change from who he used to be to someone else, because now we are married, there's really nothing else to work for. That is a lot of people's mentality. And this man, let me continue reading, says, I don't want to be nasty at any time with my spouse out of frustration, but it's inevitable. Someone is saying it's inevitable. Hey, people, I think we are doomed. Some people are doomed, Sha. If you want to get married, na isabi, love is scam. Anyways, another person said, scared of marrying the wrong person. You see, a woman is saying scared of marrying the wrong person. What is it with you men? Another person who actually has said the most says that she's afraid of marrying the wrong person too, and she just doesn't want to get divorced. But there's every likelihood that she may get divorced if things don't work out, because she doesn't care about society's opinion on her being a divorcee. And I totally agree with this, because I hate the fact that because divorce is not an option for you, you would rather stay and get killed. Now, death is a better option than divorce for some people, which is not actually a good idea, because you could come out, you would you would actually be more useful to your family and everyone around you when you're alive than for them to grieve after you have died. Now, the person said marrying the wrong person. She also said, you either marry wrong or you marry right. There's no in between. And if you marry right, lucky you. If you marry wrong, sorry for your life. I don't know what this person has seen. She now says, God knows divorce isn't an option for me. Like, I really plan on making my marriage work. But another thing I have promised myself is never to compromise and give myself false hope. Or more, if I see it is working, it isn't working, I will leave. Oh. She also said that she doesn't want to marry someone that drinks. cheating is the deal breaker for her. Like, the deal breaker. If you are a cheating man, please just come out for there. You're not this person's spec. And I pray she doesn't end up with someone like that. So these responses to my question has been so interesting. I wish married people actually give their own two piece about this, because I would love to see it from married people's perspectives. I have actually had discussion with one married person I know, and she was like, she always sees people having opinions on social media, but you never can have an opinion unless you are married and in the marriage. I do not really agree with that, because I want to get married someday and I should talk about some stuff. You get, but then I still believe that unless you're there, unless you experience it, you can never say, yeah. If you're a reader and you've read It Ends Like Us by Colleen Hoover, you know what I'm talking about. The pattern with abusive partners is that you get attached to them because it's love. You can't leave the way you think, oh, because he's beating me or something, or she's beating me, I'm going to leave. It doesn't work that way. God save you if you eventually leave. But if you do not, there's every likelihood you're going to stay in that marriage that way forever. Now, I really don't want to end this here, because I haven't said any other thing apart from this marriage matter. But yeah, I'm ending today's short episode here. I hope you guys listened to this. I hope you guys engage me. Honestly, my favorite part is listening to opinions. I enjoy listening to opinions more than I enjoy talking, because I'm the only one saying it. If there are opinions, I'll know that, oh, people are actually following up with what I am saying. But if there aren't opinions, it's just like I'm talking to myself. You get? Even businesses work with customer reviews and responses. What is my podcast without you guys? Thank you very much for tuning in to today's short episode. I love you so much if you listened to this. I will love you more if you share it. Bye.